Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back here again. Faith and Freedom. Oh, yes, it's what I'm going to do. A lot of faith, a lot of freedom, huh? Preservative Talk Radio. Number here is 888-248-2046. I met Michael Peruca 2 days ago. That guy who does the Institute on the Constitution thing? Sharp guy. We had a conversation, and he nearly quoted a old regulation that was running for years and has been recently messed with. And it's just really a sharp guy. It's neat that you guys don't realize what a blessing. Some of you do. Some of you do realize how much of a blessing this is. The kind of things that we're doing here that the Copperhead 1240 has brought to this area. In fact, I had somebody at a meeting a couple of weeks ago tell me. I mean, they were like, yeah, I love your show. And it was somebody who was very intelligent and just concerned about what's going on and doing things to make sure things get better. And they were like, yeah, that's good stuff. It's not just in-flight entertainment noise. We're actually making a difference here. Here we go. This is something that Congress does. I pulled out my handy-dandy Constitution, my little pocket Constitution. One of the things they can do is they can declare war. So they could make war on Al-Qaeda, I guess. Grant letters of mark and reprisal. So I guess they can commission somebody to go get even with somebody who does something bad toward the United States. But look at this interesting tidbit. They can make rules concerning captures on land and water. Make rules concerning captures on land and water. Aha, we didn't capture him. We just killed him. I haven't quite figured out how to do Jerry Lewis yet, but we'll work on that. Probably off the air just for your sake. And make rules concerning captures on land and water. So it's okay if we say, well, we'll bypass that. We'll kill him. See, the bad thing is these guys weren't thinking that somebody would, you know what I mean? They just go out and just kill somebody somewhere just to do it. Okay, now let's go on to this thing. But it's the law of war. Let's look at this. This guy, Bill Olson and Herb Titus, in this American Thinker article, they kind of said something that was pretty neat because they quoted some things that were going on when the country was beginning that shows that they had thought about this. And what's going on right now was really horrible to them. Let me scroll down here on this American Thinker article of February 8th by Herbert W. Titus and William J. Olson. Let's see what it says. According to the white paper, there are only three requirements in order to order a killing. An informed high-level official of the United States government has determined the targeted individual possesses an imminent threat of violent attack against the United States. I really don't know how they're going to do that from Yemen. I mean, I don't know how that could be. Maybe they know something more. Second, capture is infeasible. Well, if they know where they are, what makes it infeasible? I mean, question mark, big question mark. Ay, ay, ay. And the operation would be conducted in a manner consistent with the applicable law of war principles. Now you're going, well, that sounds reasonable. Turns out James Madison and all those crazy guys that got together and started this awesome country, they thought such an idea was stupid. That in America, you don't do laws of war, you do law. The law of war is there is no law. Indeed, from the white paper, it's not clear why killings of U.S. citizens on American soil would be judged by a different standard. So that's a little bit scary. Balancing away the constitutionally protected interest of the citizens of life, liberty, and property against the more important realities of the conflict. Okay, here we go. Okay, concluding that the U.S. This is the current president of the United States. And the scariest part, too, I don't think this is an unusual thought. Concluding that the U.S. Constitution would not require the government to provide notice of charges. Oh, by the way, we charge you, or at least let them know, hey, we think you're doing the following thing. You better turn yourself in. Provide notice of charges or a right to be heard before using legal force on a U.S. citizen suspected of terrorist activity against the country. okay, why? I mean, terrorist activity is a crime, like stealing. Well, if we engage our reason, whether we like it or not, it is. The Obama administration lawyers appear to have forgotten that the Star Chamber was abolished by the English Parliament in 1641. Now, we don't have time to do a training on what that was. They abolished it in order to restore the rule of law by an independent judiciary, terminating the rule of men administered by the king's courtiers. Okay, courtiers. What it is, folks, is we have a nation that is run by law and not men. Not by arbitrary decisions. Even though you might have gone to some magistrate courts or district courts. I was actually up in Ray County one day about 10 years ago, and watched just silliness going on. It's like they forgot what law is. It was, I'm sure they don't know it now, but that week I was there, I thought, boy, oh boy, I'm surprised they call this a courtroom. Really strange things were going on. The founders already balanced the life, liberty, and property interest of an American citizen suspected of levying a war against the United States or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. And as I'm reading that, I go, hey, that's in the Constitution. It's when somebody commits treason, that's what it is. It actually spells it out. You don't have to write a statute because, look, it's somebody who levies war against the United States, not somebody who's tempted to. But somebody who does indeed levy war against the United States or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort, not is tempted to giving them comfort. It gives a specific procedural protection. This is what it says. Now, this is what, and I'm hopefully you're tracking this. I worry about sometimes that people start to lose track on it. So I'm just going to keep going because when I was speaking to a crowd of over 50 people the other day, they were tracking this stuff, this kind of thing. When a U.S. citizen is suspected of treason, the constitutional remedy is not to invent new crimes subject to the summary execution at the pleasure of the president and his attorneys. You see, in the Constitution, it addressed this. You don't go, okay, president, what? Come up with three new rules to determine why you would kill somebody who's a U.S. citizen. He has no authority to do that. Not only that, it was already addressed. It's not like, well, there's nothing in the Constitution to guide me. No, there is. There's something in the Constitution to chain you. So it's outside of your hands. It's not your fault, it's God's fault. Your hands are chained. In the Federalist number 43, James Madison proclaimed that the Treason Clause, look what they intended to do here. They intended to put this in there to stop exactly what the current administration is doing, claiming that they have this law of war power, basically justifies anything they feel like doing. Madison proclaimed the Treason Clause would protect citizens from, and this is a quote from James Madison. They actually use the word newfangled. Okay, newfangled is an old term. From newfangled and artificial treasons by inserting a constitutional definition of the crime, fixing the proof necessary for conviction of it. Duh, it means also the punishment of it. So what we're doing is there's these newfangled and artificial treasons. Well, somebody who has an intention to do a bad thing, it's an artificial treason, and we're going to kill them. Well, what about the trial? What about the proof necessary? Who's checking your work? Before two or more witnesses, let every word be established to a objective court. To that end, the Constitution does not permit the Obama lawyers to invent an elastically defined offense of a imminent threat of violent attack against the United States. We fear that they have a desire, they're being tempted to do the wrong thing. Therefore, see, that's where I hear the term crime prevention. I don't think the government's supposed to be doing crime prevention. We're supposed to be doing that. That's my job and your job, crime prevention. We lock our doors. We don't leave our keys in the car. We tell people about the redemption that's available through them, that Almighty God, the Heavenly Father, wants to change their life and lead them into a life of righteousness. That's our job, prevents crime. The government's restricted to exercising a power of punishment in very limited situations with a limit to the process. If it's outside of that, it's unlawful. They are being more wicked than the person they are trying to punish if they go outside that boundary. 888-248-2046. Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution requires trial in open court. This is this article by Bill Olson and Herb Titus that's reported on The American Thinker on February 8th. Not in some secret war room in an undisclosed location. That same section of Article 3 requires proof by, wow, this is straight out of the Bible, folks, the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act. That's not a way. I saw him do this on Wednesday, and then somebody else said, I saw him do it on Thursday. Ah, that's two counts. The same single overt act, not temptation to do an act. Not, and this is what Mr. Titus and Olson say, not by a unilateral determination that the targeted individual poses an imminent threat of attack against the United States. Finally, it's true of all crimes. All crimes, all crimes, that means whether you're a citizen or not, all crimes requires trial by jury on a charge of treason, not by trial by some unidentified high-level official of the U.S. government, no matter how well-informed he may be. Now listen to this. We've only got a couple of minutes. This is very important. This shows, this is a quote by John Adams. Oh, no, U.S. Attorney General for John Adams. He was describing a situation of France being wicked. And again, it was a wicked system, a wicked stuff that was going on in France compared to what was righteous in the United States. On August 21st, 1798, U.S. Attorney General Charles Lee, serving under President John Adams, directed the United States Secretary of State an official opinion in which he determined that in the undeclared state of war between France and the United States, so it's kind of an undeclared war between Al-Qaeda and the United States, because it just is. It's a war. It's happening. It's de facto or whatever you want to call it. It's happening. This is what they said in 1798. France is our enemy. And to aid, assist, and abet that nation in her maritime warfare will be treason in a citizen. Okay, so that means Al-Qaeda is our enemy. And to aid, assist, and abet that nation in her maritime warfare will be treason in a citizen. But listen what he said, who may be tried and punished according to the laws. Look what he says. According to the laws, and then he went on to say, not like a French subject who must be treated according to the laws of war. Now, so is distinguishing that a French subject would be treating it according to the laws of war. So that means an imminent threat, he was actually attacking you. So you're not supposed to actually go down and chase down somebody and shoot them in the back when they're retreating, when they're running away. You're actually not supposed to be shooting them down. Or when they ask to be, they surrender. But a U.S. citizen has to be tried according to our laws, even if he's treasonous. And you know what that does? It sounds like, well, that's just not fair. You know what? It's appointed man wants to die. That's you and me. And then the judgment. Nobody gets away with anything. Well, thank you, Bill Titus. And Herb Titus and Bill Olson and The American Thinker. You can go to theamericanthinker.com and get the full article. It's very interesting. Get some other links. I'm going to send an audio to our February 5th show, where I dealt with this stuff probably in a little bit more interesting or a little bit different twist on this, something that they have not offered in this article. And I'm going to offer that to Mr. Titus and Olson. We'll see what they think. Also, I'm going to post it to our podcast at preservativetalkradio.net. I'll have to do that tonight, most likely. It'll be a late night, but that way you can access it. Maybe share it with your friends. Stick with us on Copperhead 1240 AM, Liberty Works Radio Network.